welcome to our weekly vinyl revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenters, Albert
and Selena Chan, broadcasting every Saturday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand.
Some of the popular hits from 1941 include Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy by the Andrew Sisters, Daddy by Sammy Kay, and Azareski with Hello to the Sun. Here's Kate Smith to perform an Irish song, Rose O'Day, with orchestra under direction of Jack Miller from December.
Boston-born singer Jane Morgan there with her cap single, The Day the Rains Came, with Vic Schoen and his orchestra reaching number 21 on the Billboard charts from October 1958. Her biggest hit was Fascination in September 1957. And first up, a group from San Diego, The Cascades, with their one-hit wonder, Rhythm of the Rain, peaking at number 3 on Billboard from January 1963.
John Layton begins the British pop with his second top-ranked single, Johnny, You Remember Me, with accompaniment directed by Charles Blackwell, a number 1 hit in 15 weeks on the UK charts from August 1961, followed by Adam Faith with his first Parlophone single, What Do You Want, with John Barry and his orchestra, also a number 1 hit and 19 weeks from November 1959.
And the hits just keep on coming.
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago. Well, it's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind, blowing in the treetops, way above me. Yes, I'll always remember till the day I die. I'll hear her cry, Johnny, remember me. I guess I find myself another little girl to take the place of my true love. But as long as I live, I know I'll hear her singing in the sign of the wind, blowing in the treetops, way above me. Yes, I'll always remember till the day I
Chicago-born singer Jane Tursey continues with her Decca single, Allegheny Fiddler, with Remo Biondi and his orchestra from February 1952, followed by Connie Francis complaining there's too many rules, with orchestra conducted by Cliff Parman, the B-side of her number six hit, Together, from June 1961.
Under his chin, old Allegheny Fiddler Man, scraping out tunes as he rambles along, filling the hills with song. Soon he'll play their wedding tune.
Night.
British orchestra leader and arranger George Malacrino begins the musical interlude with his HMV catchy tune Copenhagen Polka, issued in August 1954, followed by Nashville's top pianist Floyd Kramer with San Antonio Rose, reaching number 8 on the Billboard charts from June 1961.
Thank you.
tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Saturday night with more forgotten tunes and rarities, this week spanning from the early 30s to the early 60s. You can also download and listen to us online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, all one word.
Singer, songwriter, guitarist Don Gibson begins the country segment with Sea of Heartbreak, reaching number 2 on the country charts in June 1961, followed by Bonnie Lou with her King single Darlin' Why from September 1954. Her biggest hits were Seven Lonely Days, Tennessee Wig Walk, and Daddy-O. Sadly, Bonnie passed away in December 2015 at age 91.
Steady bow, although you take me out each night, I still would like to know, darling, why don't you ever take me in your loving arms and hold me, kiss me, squeeze me like I want you to, like I want you to, like I want you to, like I want you to.
Australian bass baritone Peter Dawson begins our vintage track with his marching song Sons of the Brave, originally issued on HMV 78 label B4267 from September 1932. His recording career spanned more than half a century, from Cylinder to the LP Microgroove.
When the bugle sounds the clarion call, countryside, they're rallying all, ready to dare and serve whatever befall. Sons of the brave, a nation's pride. Side by side, the boys are swinging along with a cheery smile and rollicking song. To the battle front they'll soon belong. Glorious victory to decide. And homes bereft of love and life and laughter, they go to claim a hero's name in freedom's cause to conquer. And who will say, we bid you stay, their heritage in glory. So in golden words their name engraved, all hail the bravest of the brave.
Today, today, today. You walked away.
Up to the early 60s for the Vernon, Texas singer Roy Orbison with his monument single I'm Hurtin' with Bob Moore and his orchestra, a modest number 27 hit on the Billboard charts from December 1960. Sadly, Roy died of a heart attack on December the 6th, 1988 at only 52.
Bill Haley and the Comets begins the rock and roll segment with their Decca release The Saints Rock and Roll, reaching number 18 on the Billboard charts from March 1956. That single was a double-sided hit, back with R.O.C.K. Rock, reaching number 16 from the same month.
And the hits still just keep on coming.
Go marching in.
time for our mystery track. Well, let's hear it first and the details to follow.
I fell in love, lock, stock and barrel. I wanted so to know that she'd care. But the lock wouldn't turn, and the stock wouldn't sell, and the barrel was empty as air.
I wanted so to sing him a love song of wedding bells and roses and May. But the words wouldn't rhyme, and the bells wouldn't chime, and the roses were paper mache.
Then I had a happy thought, and a ring I bought for her finger. And the ring I chanced to bring was the ring that rang the bell.
Now we're in love, lock, stock, and barrel. And all because a girl and a boy.
Found the lock, had a key, sold the stock, COD.
Now our lives are a barrel of joy.
I fell in love.
I fell in love,
lock, stock, and barrel. I wanted so
I want to know that we care.
But the lock wouldn't turn,
and the stock wouldn't sell,
and the barrel was empty as air. I wanted so
I want to sing you a love song
of wedding bells
and roses in May.
But the words wouldn't rhyme,
and the bells wouldn't chime,
and the roses were paper mache.
Then he thought a happy thought, and a ring he bought for my finger. And the ring he chanced to bring was the ring that rang the bell.
Now we're in love, lock, stock and barrel. And all because a girl and a boy found the lock, had a key, sold the stock, COD. Now our lives are a barrel of joy. Are a barrel of joy.
Now our lives are a barrel of joy.
Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters with their Decca single Lock, Stock and Barrel, with Vic Schoen and his orchestra from March 1950. Bing was the most popular entertainer of the 20th century's first 50 years. Sadly, he died of a heart attack on October the 14th, 1977, on a golf course near Madrid in Spain.
Leslie Gore will round off the program with She's a Fool, reaching number 5 on the Billboard charts from September 1963. And don't forget, next Saturday, Vinyl Revival will present a Vera Lynn special to mark her 100th birthday, along with other British artists during her period. Until 6:45 p.m. next week, this has been your host, Albert.
And Selena Chan, signing off. Good night, everyone.